Today, I'm going to talk about Abhaya Sutta, Fearless, from Anguttara Nikaya 4.184. This topic talk about who fears of death and who not. And the sutta start with a Brahmin, whose name is Janu Sorin, who went to see the Blessed One and asked a question. He said, "I am of the view and opinion that there is no one who, subject to death, is not afraid or in terror of death." But the Blessed One said that, "Brahmin, they are those who subject to death are afraid of death, and they are those who subject to death are not afraid of death." And Buddha further explained who is the one who subject to death is afraid of death. So there are four types of person who subject to death are afraid of death. The first type of person is the person who has not abandoned passion, desire, thirst, fever, and clinging for sensuality. We will explain the sensuality later. Then he comes down with a serious disease. As he comes down with a serious disease, the thought occurs to him, "Oh, those beloved sensual pleasures will be taken from me, and I will be taken from them." Thus, he grieves, tormented, and weeps, and so on. And this is a person who, subject to death, is afraid of death. I think this type of person is very common in our world, because most human beings are attached to sensual pleasures. So this when we talk about a sensuality, then it is relevant with six types of sense object and six types of internal sense organ and external sense object. But here, the sensuality refer to six types of external object. The first one is sight, the visible object. So whatever connected with sight, that make the sensual desire arise, connected with sight is called sensuality. For example, the sight of beloved person, your family members, and all the movie or any shows and so on that please you through the sight. That is called sensuality, one type of sensuality. And any music, rock and roll, any songs, voice that can, makes you excited to the sensual is also one type of sensuality, one of the sensuality. And then the fragrance of opposite sex, and the fragrance from, from all the product, and also the taste, various types of food, drinks, is also one type of sensuality. And the body, tangible object, the bodily touch, that is also very strong sensuality that people attach to. For example, the touch of opposite sex, the touch of beloved one, the touch of your clothing, the soft, fine, smooth texture from the clothing, and so on. And the last one is mind, mental state. And this mental state can come from your ideology. And many people also attach to their own ideology and attach to their status, achievement, their gain, reputation, their views, career, and so on. all this also connected with the mental object. So when this person come to get, because of their strong attachment to this sixth sense object, so they feel that this, they are going to depart from this sensuality. Therefore, he is afraid of death. And I think this is very common for most people. Okay. And sometimes the sensuality from the family members, people may afraid of death because he feel that if he die, then there's a responsibility for him, his own responsibility for his children and so on. So they may also afraid of that. But if that has to happen in this way, at this time we have to reflect. Sapesata kama saka. If that occurred to a parent, and this parent is worried about the children, and to in order to ease the fear, then he should reflect. Everybody, you know, live according to their own karma. So if he has to leave behind his children, then it's also his children's karma. We cannot do anything about it. Only then we are courageous enough to face the death. Okay, the second one is, but for those who are not attached to sensuality, because to them, the life is not only sensuality. They have better spiritual attainment, like concentration, like the goodness, and like vipassana. They always contemplate the impermanence of life. Then when death occurred to such person, he has no fear of death because he knows he has better spiritual attainment than those sensuality. So for this type of person, he has not afraid of death. Okay, so let us go to the second type of person who is also afraid of death. And this type of person has not abandoned passion, a desire, a fall, and craving for the body. So then he comes down with a serious disease. As he comes down with a serious disease, the thought occurs to him, oh, my beloved body will be taken from me, and I will be taken from my body. So he grieves, tormented, weeps, and so on. So such type of person is subject to death and is afraid of death. So in order not to afraid of death, we should, if a person who has no attachment and who has abandoned the passion, fever, and craving for the body, and when that occur, he is not afraid. Why? Because this person has penetrated the body, has penetrated the body as it actually is. And if we keep on, you know, by way of four elements meditation, if we keep on looking into our body, and this body consists of four elements, earth element, water elements, fire elements, and wind elements. And if you want to know how to practice four elements meditation, please go to my online lecture. I have talked about four elements meditation. So if you keep on looking at the body and discover the body is consists of four elements, then, and you also understand the four elements undergo change all the times, because these four elements are controlled by the four causes. These four causes are karma. Our karma affect our four elements, right? So if our karma allowed our body to live for 40 years, then after 40 years, the body will the body will die. So this is called karma. karma will decide how long our body will last. And the second one is food. If we take, you know, we take all this rubbish food, unhealthy food also, it makes the body die earlier. And the climate, the weather, also change the four elements of the body and the mental state. Now, many doctors discovered that the healthy mental state affect greatly the body. So if we have a positive mind, you know, and a positive mind and very good mind, a good state of the mind, then the body will be healed and the body will be healthy for a longer time. So these four causes affect our body. However, these four causes, the four elements in the body are changing all the time. Sometimes it is beyond our control, although we try our best to, you know, to control our food and our mind. However, it's still under the control of our karma and also the climate. And also for those who have no identification of the body as I, mind, myself. Since he understands body is composed of four elements, therefore he disidentifies the body as I, mind, myself. Then even that occur, he will not feel afraid. Just like happened in Venerable Upasena. Venerable Upasena is brother of Venerable Sariputta. So on one occasion, Venerable Upasena and Sariputta were dwelling at Rajagaha. And at that time, meditating, and at that time, a viper had fallen on Venerable Upasena's body. Then the venerable Upasena, unshaken, and tell the bhikkhu, "Oh, come, friends, lift this body of mine on the bed and carry it outside before it is scattered right here like a handful of chaff." And when this was said, the venerable Sariputta said to Venerable Upasena, "Said, amazing, we do not see any alteration in the Venerable Upasena's body, nor any change in his faculties while facing death." And the Venerable Upasena's answer is the key. Venerable Upasena said, "Friend Sariputta, for one who thinks I am the body is mine, then there might be alteration of the body or a change of the faculties. But friend Sariputta, such thought does not occur to me." Such thought means that the body is mine, I am the body. Such thought does not occur to me. So why should there be any alteration in my body or any change in my faculties? So this sentence shows that anyone who has no identification with the body as I, mind, myself, will not have fear when death approaches. So it's the identification with the body that causes fear to arise when facing death. Therefore, we as a practitioner should take these four elements, meditation, as one of our frequent meditation subject, to understand the body as it actually is, so that when facing the death, we will not be afraid, because we understand. In fact, these four elements, that these four elements are changing all the time, are breaking up all the times, not only during death moment. Okay, so now let us come to the third person, who is afraid of death. And Buddha said, there is a case of the person who has not done what is good, has not done what is skillful, has not given protection to those in fear, and instead has done what is evil and cruel. Then he comes down with a serious disease. As he comes down with a serious disease, the thoughts occurs to him. I have not done what is good, have not done what is skillful, have not given protection to those in fear, and instead have done what is evil and cruel, to the extent that that is a destination for those who have not done what is good, have not done what is skillful, instead have done what is evil and cruel. That's where I am headed. I am headed after death. So for those who are not done good and done lots of evil, then they fear of after death, they will go to bad destination. Even in Christian, they believe that those evil person will go to hell, right? So I think this is the law of karma. Good begets good, bad begets bad. So for those who have done evil, during their dying moment, the mind flashback to the past evil deeds they have performed. Therefore, at that moment, the mind is obsessed by remorse over his past unwholesome deed. And because of that remorse, lot of fear will arise in him, fear of going to unhappy destination after death. So for this person, during his dying moment, he grieves, tormented, weeps, and feels so sad, and he's so afraid of death. But for those who is not done anything wrong, and who has done, for those who has done what is good, and has done what is skillful, and has given protection to those in fear, and had help many peoples, and has not done what is evil or cruel, then he comes down with a serious disease, then he will not, the thought will not occur to him that I have not done what is good. The thought occurred to him, I have done what is good, I have done what is skillful, and I have not done what is evil. And to the extent that there is a destination for those who have done what is good, what is skillful, have given protection to those in fear, and have not done what is evil and cruel. That's where I am headed after death. So he has confidence. You know, because as I say, during dying moment, the mind will flash back to all past deeds we have performed. So when the mind flash back to all the good deeds one has performed, then one has confidence. one become fearless, and there's no remorse. Instead, the joy will arise in one. Therefore, and he has confidence that he will be reborn in a happy destination. Therefore, why should he afraid of death? No. He will be reborn in a happy destination, is full of hope in the next life. So for such person, he will not afraid of death. Okay, last one, for last type of person who is afraid of death is the one. The person in doubt and perplexity who has not arrived at certainty with regard to the true Dharma. Then he comes down with a serious disease. Then he thought to himself, how doubtful and perplexed I am. I have not arrived at any certainty with regard to the true Dharma. Then he grieved, tormented, weeps, and afraid of death. But for another one who has arrived, who has no doubt or perplexity, who has arrived at certainty with regard to the true Dharma, then they are not afraid of death. So what is the certainty he has arrived in regard to the true Dharma? For this person, he has no doubt about the existence. His own existence, his own mind and body, his own existence is made up by five aggregates. There's no permanent abiding self in this five aggregate who die. I would like to quote a conversation between Nagasena, Arahant Nagasena, and King Milinda. King Milinda is an Indian king who was very famous for his skillful debate. So one day, he came to Venerable Nagasena. And when he met with Venerable Nagasena, he bowed to him, pay respect 3 times to him, and asked Venerable Nagasena, said, Venerable Sir, How should I address you? Then the Venerable Nagasena said that, my name is Nagasena. However, the person, although my name is Nagasena, but this person does not exist. And King Milinda immediately posed him a question, because he's very good in debate. He said, you say you do not exist, Nagasena. You say you do not exist. Then whom, by whom I pay respect to? Just now I bow 3 times. To whom I bow 3 times? You are there. You receive by bow, and yet you say you do not exist. So, Venerable Sir, you are telling lies. Then Venerable Nagasena said that, okay, Your Highness, how you come to this monastery? And King Milinda said that, I came by chariot. Then Nagasena said, good, Your Highness, please show me the share it. Is a poor a share it? No, Venerable Sir. Answer, King Mininda. Is a rain a share it? No, Venerable Sir. Is excess a share it? No, sir. Is horse, is the horse or the body of the share it or the horse a share it? No, sir. Then Venerable Nagasena asks King Mininda, your Highness, just now you answer me, you come by a share it. And now when I question you, you cannot tell me what is share it. Your Highness, you are telling lies. Then when King Mininda answered, Venerable Sir, the share it is composed of a poor, composed of excess, horse, rain, and the body of wood, and so on. So it's the component of all this, then the share it come into being. And King and Venerable Nagasena said, very good, Your Highness. Nagasena does not exist in ultimate reality, but the component of five aggregate of material, feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that make up Nagasena. So Nagasena is only is only conventional truth, the five aggregate that make Nagasena appear in this world is ultimate truth. So when death come, when death occur, if a person who has no doubt, who has no perplexity about the existence of himself, he understand the ultimate reality is the existence is only five aggregate, and now the material aggregate break up, but the four mental aggregate of consciousness, formations, perception, and feeling will continue to go on and take up another aggregate. And in this process, there's no abiding self that is annihilated. And because of his understanding, because of his conviction in the true Dharma, and because of his certainty with regard to the true Dharma, therefore, he is not afraid of death. Only those who still have perplexity, who still have a doubt about the existence, who still have a wrong view of I, abiding self, that annihilated, that is death, annihilated after death, then such person is very afraid of death. Therefore, Buddha said, so four people who subject to death are afraid of death, and there are still four people who subject to death are not afraid of death. So this is what the Sutta talked about.